Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. Mostill moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Mostill scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Flagstead moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kahm applying the tag. Toth moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Toth scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Gerber scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoffman scores. McFadden moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McFadden, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Hoffman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Connolly out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tate reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redfern moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redfern scores. Ma still moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McFadden, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Mo Berg. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tate bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Com applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Gerber goes all the way around to score. Hoffman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McFadden hits a pop-up towards the mound. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Flagstead. McCurdy scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Ed Morris now pitching. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Redfern hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Flagstead bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.